Reports of C. difficile and other infection outbreaks in Ontario hospitals recently prompted the provincial government to make a formal commitment to patient safety, introducing mandatory public reporting of hospital infection rates and examining patient safety measures currently in place. So what is actually happening in Ontario hospitals? The Center for the Canadian Institute for Health Information's latest report, entitled Patient Safety in Ontario Acute Care Hospitals, A Snapshot of Hospital-Acquired Infection Control Practices, 2008, examines hand hygiene policies, surveillance programs, and infection control practices in place in Ontario's acute care hospitals, as well as the proportion of Ontario hospitals permitting the reuse of single-use medical devices. And I'm pleased to introduce Jeanine Lacroix, Manager of Hospital Reports for the Canadian Institute for Health Information. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to start off and ask what your data source was for the information that you used in this report.
Okay. This was a survey that we conducted as part of a project that we do on an annual basis called the Ontario Hospital Report Series. It's called the System Integration and Change Survey, and it's a survey that's sent out to all Ontario hospitals, and it sort of asks a number of questions and various policies and practices in the hospital, and there is a specific section on patient safety where we would look at policies and practices in infection control and patient safety in the hospitals.
Now, what were the questions that you were asking in this report?
Mm-hmm.
What were the areas that you thought were important to focus upon?
Well, this survey focuses on a number of sort of key areas in infection control. So many of the questions related to hand washing policies and auditing, the presence of infection control practitioners, whether or not your hospital does infection control surveillance, so they're tracking and monitoring it regularly, so there's questions related to surveillance, as well as whether or not you have policies that permit the reuse of single-use devices and sterilization practices related to that.
What were the common organisms that you reviewed in your study?
So the common questions relate to the sort of the key hospital-acquired infections. So a lot of the main ones that we hear about today in the news, C. difficile, MRSA, and VRE. So they're the common sort of acquired infections that you would that are occurring in hospitals.
So with regards to these particular bacterial strains in the hospital, how many Ontario hospitals have a hand hygiene policy to reduce the spread of these organisms?
We asked a number of questions around hand hygiene, and I think it's important to recognize hand hygiene policies. It's really a two-part process. So we asked which hospitals had hand hygiene policies, and the majority of them do, 98%. But we also ask how many hospitals audit their hand hygiene. And this is an important part because you have to have a policy in place, but you also need to monitor and track whether or not the policy is being followed. So our results showed that about 38% have a formal auditing mechanism for monitoring their hand hygiene. So we know that that's an area where hospitals are sort of, it's still a challenge, and they're starting to. The results showed that 50% of those that haven't got one in place yet are planning one in the next year, so we know they're starting to make those inroads.
Have you looked at, as a follow-up question, have you looked at how the auditing process works in these hospitals? Have you managed to see how effective they are?
No, our surveys did not really address that question per se, but I think those are important questions that we can ask as we move forward. So we're providing a lay of the land in terms of what are hospitals doing and what practices are in place. And now I think some of the questions we could ask or others could ask would be, how effective are these policies now that we know that these many hospitals are actually putting them in place and using them? Because I think these are very good questions.
Are there other hygiene practices or at least mechanisms that hospitals have introduced to, as you mentioned, that it's nice to have a hand hygiene practice or program, but you need to have some auditing done, and in terms of evaluation of these auditing, are there other segments to this structure that are important, in your view, to improve how this practice works?
Hand hygiene in particular?
Yes.
The auditing piece is important. I think it's a challenge for many hospitals. I think in terms of it's a financial challenge in the sense that you have to put the proper resources in place, mm-hmm. human and financial. So having dedicated professionals, for instance, like an infection control practitioner in your hospital, is a key part of infection control, because they're dedicated and their job is to ensure on a daily basis that everybody is sort of following the procedures. So having those people is key. Accessibility, making sure things are accessible, sinks and hand washing dispensers, making sure they're full. And education is, I think, a really right. important part. So it's taking the time to really educate people and all people, not just doctors and nurses. Because on any given day, a patient may be seen by a nutritionist, for instance, in their room, or other practitioners in the hospital. So we need to make sure everyone is educated. And I think, again, it's a cultural piece. It's the whole culture of the hospital in terms of the importance of this, and that it needs to be built into the everything we do every day.
I agree with that. The education aspect is very important, because there has to be an understanding of what constitutes an increased risk or means of spreading an infection. So, for example, I believe there were a few studies done that looked at how someone cleans a countertop or surfaces, and found that if you use one wipe on one countertop, and yet you use that same wipe, even though you're disinfecting, yet you move to another countertop, in effect, what happened was you're actually moving some contaminants from one countertop to another, even though you're trying to clean the surface. So you're absolutely right in terms of educating, to understand how to prevent the spread is not necessarily just cleaning, but how you do that as well.
It's how you do it. And our survey also, or our report, showed a common diagram that shows the common areas missed on your hands, for instance. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a question of whether or not people are washing their hands, but it's how thoroughly. And most people do often miss key parts of the hands when they do wash their hands. So it's, you're right, it's a how-to, and it's a much broader education piece in that sense.
Now, from your findings in this report, what areas do you believe are critical for hospitals to pay attention to if they're going to develop programs and improve their auditing process? What does this help them with?
Well, this report, I think, by providing sort of a snapshot and a lay of the land of what hospitals are doing, I think it's important to policymakers and others who are developing guidelines and practices for hospitals, because if we know what hospitals are doing, we can now take a look at, well, what are the areas we can focus on to improve? So we know that the auditing piece is still a challenge, so we can target those areas. And also maybe look at some of the questions might be, well, what we know that everybody's doing different practices, which ones are more effective in preventing acquired infections? So sort of taking the information on the policies and practices and saying, how effective are these, and are there, should we be looking at others?
Now, how will you be following this up in terms of this report comes out, it's presented, hospitals should take note of it and incorporate things. Is there some sort of follow-up where you're actually going to look at the results if people have listened to this and incorporated these ideas, and then seeing the effects of incorporating those ideas?
I think what's important with what we've done, it was a sort of a survey that was done in January, so it was a one-time survey. It would be nice to sort of see what occurs over time in terms of, if we did the survey again in a year, would things have improved? And those would certainly mm-hmm. be interesting things, because we'd see if whether or not all hospitals are auditing, or most are. I also think that it is this type of information is useful just as a starting point to get people thinking about, we've heard a lot about acquired infections, but now we sort of know that a lot of hospitals are doing things and putting practices into place to sort of prevent these infections. So this is information that I think is valuable from a policy perspective and a sort of where hospitals are heading in terms of culture and reporting.
Jeannie Lacroix is Manager of Hospital Reports for the Canadian Institute for Health Information. And Ms. Lacroix, I'd love to have you back on to actually follow up about a year from now to see how people have responded to this and see if things have improved.
Yes, that would be nice. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Okay.